This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
See, if you give God everything, then He'll give you everything. But if you're going to just kind of let go of what you think you want to let go of, then you're never really going to be fully satisfied in your life. Okay, I want to just tell you just a little quick thing about my journey, and then I want to minister to you for just a minute. I've been teaching God's Word now for 42 years. And that's a lot to be proud of. It's also represents a lot of hard work and a lot of hanging on and holding on and not giving up. And I know that this room tonight is full of dreams. You have dreams for your family. You have dreams for your finances. You want to be used by God. You have all kinds of dreams for your life. It could be something maybe small to somebody else, but all of our dreams are important to us. And our walk with God is a journey. And I think one of the things that I've said is before I'm finished writing, I really want to try to write a book on just my journey with God. We have to understand that it's just a long walk and a long journey. And there's so many different components and so many different parts of things. And God doesn't always do things the way that we think He should or wish that He would. And He certainly doesn't always do them or even usually do them in our timing. And there's disappointments and there's challenges and there's thrills and there's laughter and there's tears. And they all go together to make a wonderful life. And I started teaching in my living room. And for 5 years, I taught 25 people every Tuesday night in my living room floor. And if you look at the Israelites, the Bible says that they journeyed through the wilderness, and then they camped. And then they journeyed, and then they camped. And you know, it's the same way with all of us. It was like you're going somewhere, you've got a vision, things are happening, and then all of a sudden, nothing's happening. You're just camped somewhere. And then, just like the cloud would move, and then they'd get to move again. And they never knew when it was going to be. Sometimes they camped for a long time, and sometimes they just camped for a short period of time. And when the cloud moved, they moved. And when the cloud stopped, then they had to camp. And maybe some of you are excited tonight because you're journeying right now. You know, you're like, something's happening. You've had good news. You've had a breakthrough. And boy, you're on top of the world right now. But some of you are camped. And you've been camped a lot longer than you'd like to be camped. And you're just at that point, well, I just need to see something happen. I need to have something take place in my life. And I just wanted to take a few minutes tonight to just encourage you to just don't give up. Don't abort your dreams and give up. Don't waste the years that you've already got put into the dream that you have for your life. If God needs to tweak it and make some adjustments, then let Him do that. It may not turn out exactly the way you think it will, but it will turn out good. And I'll tell you, there's no better feeling than to be at a place where you feel like you've arrived at the place that God wanted you to be at. And I look back now and I look at all the things we went through and the people who came against us and just all the things. I remember the fear and the excitement and I was sick at different times and didn't understand that. And just so many things go into making a life. And you know, sometimes you can sit and you can look at somebody that's up here, or you can see somebody on a stage somewhere, or you can hear somebody's testimony, and you don't always know when you see their victory what they went through to get there. And I just want to encourage you that what you're going through now will be worth it in the end. And you don't want to quit and give up. Amen? I think there's a lot of starters, but I don't think there's enough finishers in life. And I love what Paul said. I don't care what I'm going through. I don't even count my life as dear to me. If only I might finish my course with joy. Let's be finishers in life. If the devil's been playing with your mind and you've been kind of thinking, well, you're going to give up. You're going to give up on God. You're going to give up on going to church. You're going to give up on your marriage. You're going to give up on your kids because they're never going to change. Or you're going to give up on this call you think you got on your life because nothing's happening. Just make a decision tonight. Get one thing through your head, devil. I am never going to give up. I'm never going to quit, and I'm never going to give up. If I get it the way I want it, that's fine. If I don't get it the way I want it, then I know God is smarter than I am, and I'm not going to give up. I actually think just that bulldog determination is one of the greatest gifts that you can have. To just say, I don't care how long it takes, I don't care how hard it is, I'm not going to quit, and I'm not going to give up. Amen? And then lastly, let me say this. Don't give up on yourself and your own, the changes that you desire in you. One of the things that gets us discouraged is we read the Bible and we see what we should be, and then we see what we still are, and then sometimes we think it's taken us a whole lot longer than it should be taking us. Anybody feel like that? I mean, we get discouraged with ourselves, don't we? We just think, well, I'm just still a mess. After all these years, I'm still a mess. Can I give you an encouragement? Everybody's a mess. And even the ones that look like they got it all together, behind the scenes, they're still a mess too. Amen? And I want to encourage you to celebrate your progress instead of being upset about how far you still have to go. Come on, how far have you come? Dave said that he feels like in the 50 years we've been married that he's been married to 20 different women. Because I just keep changing, you know? He gets a new one and then I camp for a while and then I journey with God and he gets another new one, amen? So just keep people surprised. Just keep changing and keep changing, and God changes us from glory to glory to glory. Father, I want to pray just really especially for everybody in the room tonight that's been discouraged, who's just been camped longer than they feel like they can stand. And Lord, you never put more on us than what we can bear. But with every temptation, you always provide a way out. And I know that many times we think we can't stand to wait one more day, but if we really can't stand to wait one more day, then we won't have to wait one more day because you're faithful. And I pray for people that you would give them something to encourage them. Maybe a little thing, maybe a big thing. But I pray that within the next 10 days that people here that are discouraged will see some little encouragement to keep them motivated toward moving on. I ask you to provide for everybody who has a need, but especially, Lord, I pray Ephesians 3:16 over them, that they would be strengthened with all might and power in the inner man through the Holy Spirit indwelling their innermost being and personality. If we're strong enough inside, then no matter what comes against us outside, we will keep on keeping on. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I really want to encourage you not to give up and waste the years that you've already put into your journey with God. Celebrate your progress instead of being upset about how far you might still have to go. Today, we've collected some of your questions on our walk with God, and Ginger's joining me now so we can discuss your questions and hopefully answer them. Well, Ginger, it's easy to feel like you want to give up.
It is.
When you're on a journey, and really, all of life is a journey. You know, it's not, we always get so focused on the destination that we don't enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
And usually it's only those people that have already wasted a lot of their life that know that, so hopefully we can get that message across to people today, and they won't waste some of the years that maybe we did.
So, right.
What kind of questions you got?
We have some great questions, and We'll start with this one from William in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And he says, I'm a Christian that feels stuck because of past mistakes. I've been trying to continue forward, falling back in love with God's word, but I feel like I'm just not getting anywhere. What can I do?
Well, to be honest, William and everybody else who has that question, I think we all feel that way at times. You know, when I first got into a more serious walk with God, I just really had a lot of problems in my soul from the abuse in my past and mistakes that I had made that really, although I'd gone to church for a lot of years, I didn't really realize how far off I was from living the life that Jesus really died to give me. And so the more I studied the Word, the more I realized how many problems I had. And I can honestly say, and I don't mean this to discourage anybody, that after 5 years of being what I thought was really serious in my walk with God, I mean, I remember days of thinking, I haven't made any progress at all. But to be honest, that is just not true.
And you're right, we've all felt that before.
We feel that. But the thing is we really have a bad habit of looking at how far we have to go and not really celebrating how far we've come. I mean, I still have issues in my life. You know, we're all going to be dealing with something until Jesus comes back to get us because the flesh is just imperfect.
Right.
But my gosh, I've come so far. And I'm sure William has too. And I just want to encourage him to not just look at how far he has to go. And you know, to be honest, sometimes we are, stuck is not a good word, but we are at the same place for a period of time. Mm-hmm. It's like the message that I've been sharing that, you know, the Israelites made their journey and they journeyed and then they camped. And then they got to journey again and then they camped. And we seem to be okay with the journeying, but not so much with the camping.
It's the camping.
And it gets challenging, but it's part of our walk with God. And it's part of the test of being steadfast and being faithful and being patient and being diligent and just not giving up.
Well, there's another great question here. I want to find the right one because they're talking about not wanting to give up. So this is from Ashley in Arkansas, and she says, I feel stuck at how to completely turn my life around and to give myself to the Lord. I'm ready to change. I believe. I pray. So what are those practical steps? How do I get closer?
Well, first of all, I don't think that anybody completely turns their life over to God at one moment in time. And here's the good news. God sees her heart. And so when God sees a heart that wants to do what's right, boy, he's all over that and working with you. But I was thinking this morning about a message that I want to teach coming up sometime. I just want to call it little by little. Because, you know, everything really happens little by little. You know, whether it's if you gain weight, you gain it little by little. And then, you know, when you lose it, it's little by little. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we take 50 years to get in a mess, and then we're upset if God doesn't deliver us in a couple of weeks. And so I know just recently I was praying about something that it seems like I've been praying about for a long, long time and not seeing any breakthrough. And so you sometimes can start thinking, well, is anything happening? But I was reminded, and I just want to remind this young lady, that the Bible says, ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking, knock and keep on knocking. Your prayers will be answered. You'll find what you're after. Seeking God is a lifetime thing. I still have to do it every single day of my life. Well, I don't mean have to, like I don't want to.
Right.
But I still do it every day of my life.
Yeah.
And here again, I just feel very strongly that the devil really loves it when we get stuck looking at our faults and not looking at how far God has brought us. Maybe what she needs to do is not spend so much time looking at what all's wrong with her, but looking more at what's right with Jesus and what he's done in her behalf.
Oh, that's great. And that's probably very similar to this answer. This question says, what can someone be doing while waiting on God's promises?
Well, you know, the Bible says in Psalm 37:3, and I love this scripture. I quoted it to myself this morning. Trust in the Lord and do good. When you have enemies all around you and there's so many things to fret about, What can we do? Everybody wants to know, what can I do? Well, obviously, you can and should do anything that God shows you to do. But the key is in not doing something just for the sake of doing something, because then there's a danger of getting into what the Bible calls works of the flesh. And works of the flesh is our energy trying to do what only God can do. Mm. So I can want to change.
Boy, I'm good at that. Yeah. I mean, I want to jump in there and fix everything.
Absolutely.
And usually it makes it worse.
And fix it for everybody if you're like me.
Yeah, me too. Just,
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'll fix your problem if I can't fix mine.
Yeah.
And so we really need to understand that not to try to do what we can't do and to trust God. Trust God for two things. Trust God to give us the grace to do what we can do and what He shows us to do, but refuse to do what only God can do.
Yeah, good. Well, here's a question from someone who is not currently walking with Christ. And I love this question from Angela. She says, I want to have a relationship with God. I'm doing good and I'm just a beginner in this path, but I've always believed in God. But I'm just one of those Christians that I can't understand the Bible sometimes when I read it. So I still feel like a lost soul. I don't want God to give up on me.
Well, gosh, there's about 20 messages in that. First of all,
there are a lot of great questions from Angela.
First of all, any fairly new believer almost always bases pretty much everything on what they feel. So let's put some quotation marks around that word and kind of blow it up. I feel. I don't feel like anybody loves me. I don't feel like God hears my prayers. I don't feel like I'm growing. I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere. So one of the steps towards spiritual maturity that is so important is to come to a place where you make a decision, and it is a decision, that you're going to believe what the Word of God says more than you believe how you feel. Because feelings are just so fickle. Mm-hmm. And then also, there must be a full, complete commitment of your heart to God. It's a little bit hard to tell from her question exactly where she's at.
Yeah.
In her commitment. It's like, you know, she's a Christian, but she's kind of trying to decide, you know,
right, exactly.
how she feels about things. And so, you know, giving yourself completely to God is a totally different thing than giving yourself partially. And for me, I always talk about when I became a serious Christian, because I had been a Christian for many years. Went to church, did a little work at church, gave money at church. I loved God. I believed that I would have gone to heaven if I would have died, but I wasn't fully committed. My relationship with God was more about what He could do for me, mm-hmm. and my desperation prayers, rather than really turning my whole life over to Him and inviting Him to be involved in every aspect of my life.
And don't you think that's probably where the majority of people are in their walk?
I think so.
I mean, a lot of people sitting in the pews of churches every now and then. That's just where a lot of people are, especially Americans.
And I think, too, that sometimes we think that God is only interested in the spiritual part of our life.
Yeah.
But He's not. He wants to be involved in every area of our lives, and that's what gets scary. You know, it's like, well, if I invite God into the entertainment section of my life, what am I doing now that I'm maybe not going to be able to do anymore?
Yeah.
Or, you know, if I invite God into the friendship social section of my life, how many friends do I have that maybe are hurting me spiritually? Mm. And so this is a big issue for people. But see, if you give God everything, then He'll give you everything. But if you're going to just kind of let go of what you think you want to let go of, then you're never really going to be fully satisfied in your life. And here again, this is a decision. I'll put it like this. In order to go to heaven, you must believe with all your heart that Jesus is who He says He is, that He did what He said that He did, that He died for our sins, He paid the penalty for them. He died, He rose from the dead. He's now seated in heaven. He sent the Holy Spirit to be with us. And I believe if you truly believe that, that you will go to heaven. But I think there's a lot of people on their way to heaven that are never going to enjoy the journey because they hold back mm-hmm. all these parts of themselves. You know, like for me, Ginger, I'd been abused in my childhood and sexually by my dad. And so I had this whole big area that was like this huge, big secret. And I thought because I walked away from my dad's home at 18 that I didn't have the problem anymore, but I still had it in me. And one of the first things that I had to do when I got serious with God was let him into those areas of my life to begin to bring healing. And it was hard.
That has to be frightening.
It was. I didn't want to go back and look at that. I didn't want to go back. I didn't want to think there were any leftover results of what happened to me in my life. So I just think any person who's willing to let God into every area of their life, I mean, that doesn't mean that we're going to get what we want the instant that we want it. They're still going to be journeying and camping and journeying and camping. But God is faithful, and he will change our lives in amazing ways if we will let him into every area of our life.
The last thing that she said in this question was, I don't want God to give up on me. What would you say to her about that fear?
Well, God is never going to give up on any of us, never. I mean, that's just really like, I don't want to say it's a wrong question to ask because I understand somebody asking it.
And many people feel that way.
But God's not a quitter.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to give up on anybody. We give up on people. We give up on ourselves. But God will never, ever, 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 ever give up on us. He's with us all the time, everywhere, no matter where we go. He already knew everything that we were ever going to do that was wrong before we ever did it. And he loves us anyway.
Yeah.
God's not going to give up on her.
Yeah. Well, this journey is so important. I mean, it's really all of us, all of our lives. Like you said, it never stops. We're always learning and growing. But we can stop progress by our choices and by the things that we do. Right. So here's a great question. Charlie says, I'm at the beginning of my journey. What are some Bible verses that you would suggest to keep me focused and strong?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different things that I could say to them. I mean, first of all, probably every Bible verse is used in that. I mean, I can do all things through Christ, who is my strength. Philippians 4:13. I mean, I still think about that almost every day. Isaiah 57, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, but every tongue that rises against me in judgment I will show to be in the wrong. But what I would like to say in the few minutes that we have left is something that I did not do for a long time. It's very important to me that I have the opportunity to teach it to other people. And I think it answers his question too. One of the things that I would do if I were you is I would learn to enjoy my journey. Even I look back in raising my children, you know, I was a good mom and I took care of my kids, but I wish I would have taken the time to have enjoyed them more. Mm-hmm. I was so focused on raising them that I forgot to enjoy them as much as I should have. And, you know, so many people have a 2-year-old and they're like, oh, I'll be so glad when the terrible twos are over. And, you know, then all of a sudden they're 3. And then before you know it, they're 30 and you wish that you, you know, had some of that back. And so one of my very favorite scriptures, the one that the name of this TV program is based on, is John 10:10. The thief, who we know is the devil, comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's all he comes for, to make us miserable, to steal our peace, to steal our joy, to steal the plan that God has for our lives. But Jesus came that we might have and enjoy our lives and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. And so really, no matter what level of spiritual growth somebody is at, if your heart's right and you want to grow, go ahead and enjoy where you're at right now, because you won't be there forever. You know, you won't be 2 forever. You won't be 3 forever. And so, you know, trust me, when you get to be, when you've been walking with God for a long, long time, I mean, I think back now at some of the difficult times that I went through, but some of the amazing things that God did. And, you know, I almost wish sometimes I could go back and enjoy them all over again, but I can't do that. So don't forget to enjoy the journey that you're on right now, because if you don't quit and you don't give up, God will definitely get you to where you want to be. I just can't tell you how fast it's going to be. But you know, serving God is actually a real pleasure. It's great. There's always hope. I love what Peter said,
we're born again into an ever-living hope.
Yeah.
Amen.
And you think of the alternative. I mean, walking this life without Him, without the Holy Spirit to help, wow, I would choose with Him every single day, every time.
Absolutely. Well, today we have a great resource that we want to encourage you in your walk with God by getting this into your hands. It's called Enjoy Your Journey book. I've got it right here. It's not a big book, but I love these little books because, boy, you can zip through this and really just get, I call them spiritual vitamins. You know, they're things that it's really going to help you. So, like one chapter, his joy and peace is found in believing. Sometimes you've lost your joy, but it's because you stopped believing. So we're offering this to you today for your gift to the ministry of any amount. We believe that you will do your very best that you possibly can. And this is a good book that you can enjoy. And when you finish with it, you can pass it on to somebody else and they can enjoy it. And always remember that happiness in life starts with the right attitude of heart. So choose to be happy and enjoy where you are right now on the way to where you're going. Enjoy your journey. God bless you.